Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 10th of March 2024. Global equity markets ended the week mixed as fixed income markets posted gains following key central bank announcements and US employment data that showed a healthy but slowing US labour market. The US non-farm jobs report last week was somewhat mixed, but overall pointed to early signals of a US labour market that is cooling. The total jobs added in February were 275,000, well above the expected 200,000 job gains. However, the unemployment rate climbed notably higher from 3.7 to 3.9%, now approaching its highest rate in 2 years. The non-farm payrolls followed a weaker than forecast February private payrolls report, which showed a total of 140,000 jobs added, below expectations of 150,000. In addition, total wage gains went from 4.5% year over year last month to 4.3%, and well below the recent peak of 5.9% in March 2022. In testimony before Congress, US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reiterated the central bank's intention to cut interest rates at some point this year, provided inflation data continues to show continued easing. Following the comments, markets are now pricing in a 70% chance of the first interest rate cut coming at the US Federal Reserve June meeting. The ECB left its key deposit rate unchanged at 4%, but revised its inflation and economic growth forecast lower and indicated that discussions on dialing back restrictive policy later in the year had begun. The central bank now sees inflation falling to 2% in 2025, with projections for core inflation also revised lower, with the latest update suggesting that it would hit 2% target in 2026. The ECB's latest forecast cut economic growth to 0.6% in 2024, which was slightly lower. However, it expects growth to accelerate to 1.5% in 2025. UK Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt, in his last spring budget before a general election, unveiled a reduction in national insurance rates that would amount to £10 billion payroll tax cut. The budget also indicated changes to child benefit rules that would make them more generous. Hunt partly funded these measures by making the tax status of foreign residents whose permanent homes are outside the UK less favourable and extending the windfall tax on oil and gas companies for another year. The Office for Budget Responsibility said that spending cuts of £20 billion was still required to balance the budget. US equities finished slightly lower for the week, whilst US technology fell 1.2%. European equities rose 1.14% to record highs, whilst the UK market fell 0.3%. Japanese equities fell 0.5%, whilst Chinese stocks rose 0.6% over the week despite disappointing stimulus announcements from last week's National People's Congress. The yield of the 10-year US Treasury bond fell to its lowest level in 5 weeks. The yield closed around 4.08% on Friday, following commentary from the US Federal Reserve that suggested interest rate cuts may not be far away. 10-year European bond yields also fell over the week after the European Central Bank left key interest rates unchanged and indicated that rate cuts may come as soon as June. In commodities, oil prices fell 2.7% over the week, whilst the price of gold futures surged more than 6% to a record high of around $2,200 an ounce on Friday afternoon. And a week after eclipsing $60,000, the price of Bitcoin climbed to a record high and touched $70,000 at one point on Friday. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.